Welcome to the Whistleblower Report. This is Dr. Lee for America, here with Major Michael Gary, U.S. Army Reserves Seaburn Officer and Chair of our Medicine and Ministry. And one of the things that we want to celebrate this week with you is that we are now in Holy Week 2025, one of the most precious, meaningful, and holiest weeks of the Christian and Jewish calendar as we move through Passover, Palm Sunday, and are now headed towards Easter Sunday and the resurrection. In many ways, this is such a symbolic time in our country as well. We are looking at the resurrection of America's Judeo-Christian founding principles under the leadership of our new administration, President Donald Trump, and the many people of faith that he has brought into his cabinet, and the way in which our traditional founding principles are being reinforced, restored, and resurrected. Yes, I do mean resurrected, because President Trump, just this week, with some of the major efforts to secure our border, which is a huge issue for me personally, since I live 80 miles from the Mexican border in southern Arizona, and it has been not secure for the 30 years I've lived here, and open to an invading force under both Presidents Obama and Biden. So these subjects about the reinforcement and resurrection of existing laws in the United States Federal Code related to immigration, border security, and the requirements for those in this country to register, those in this country to follow the rule of law, and go through a legal process to be vetted properly. I find this exciting, and I'm profoundly grateful that we are seeing a return to the rule of law and enforcement of existing laws that have been on the books for, in some cases, more than 100 years or more. So this is a time, I think, of spiritual awakening, of economic awakening, medical awakening to the truth, the fact that we have been massively lied to by our federal health agencies throughout the COVID pandemic for the last 5 years, but even before that, with fraudulent studies and pushing medications with toxic side effects and adding more and more medicines to treat symptoms and side effects of existing medicines that weren't vetted properly. All the way around, we are looking at a major effort, coordinated, well-planned, and carried out with the precision of a major military mission. And for many of us who have watched this country being ripped apart under the radical Marxist, communist, Democrats, and woke ideology, and lack of ideology and commitment of the globalists, it is a welcome change. And while some people are bemoaning the unpredictability of President Trump's innovative, creative, and definitely unorthodox strategies, I, for one, applaud them. Many of our military advisors have talked about the fact that we have been in asymmetric warfare with the Chinese since the Chinese general declared asymmetric warfare unleashed on America in 2005. And it was probably going on long before then. It was just made more public in 2005. In addition to the spiritual forces of evil that seek to destroy connections with our Creator and destroy our Christian faith and bring down people of faith. In asymmetric warfare, the element of surprise is critical to making progress. The battlefield is full of mines and sabotage and traitors, and we need to have surprise. We need to have subterfuge. We need to hold back some of the cards. All of this is common sense, but to hear the media talk about it, you would think that this unpredictability and chaos is going to lead to the total destruction of America, never mind that we were being destroyed before this. So I personally am glad to see the talking head media caught off guard, their heads spinning with unexpected developments. It's definitely a welcome change from the last 5 years of tyranny. And we wanted to focus today, Major Gary and I wanted to focus on tariffs. We want to talk about what's the reality of tariffs in the secular world and the economic world, but we also want to talk about the biblical basis of tariffs. Why is this important for Christians to understand that President Trump is actually carrying out principles that are based in biblical ideas going back to the Old Testament? Particularly, you can read in Deuteronomy and Leviticus some of the biblical principles and come fast forward to the New Testament. And Jesus talked about that. For those that may not have heard it, we did a Faith Over Fear seminar on April the 8th. Global grifters, modern day money changers and Pharisees, the biblical basis of Trump's tariffs. And I encourage you to listen to that and look at the videos that we put together to support this important concept. So Major Gary and I will be talking about the tariffs from the spiritual biblical perspective as well as the economic perspective. And we both have some comments to make about what's going on with China and the tariffs, and what are some of the biblical principles at play there as well. So, Major Gary, welcome to the show, and thank you for all the work that you've done working with me on these programs, looking at the biblical principles at play when that is not the focus of the media. The media fear-mongering and gloom and doom and Chicken Little, the sky is falling, the worst thing ever. That you'd think that the world is coming to an end the way the media is framing it. So let's do a deep dive into these biblical principles and why it's so important that President Trump is, for the first time in my adult life, actually my lifetime, taking a stand to protect America, protect the American worker, and to develop a fair trade business model for this country and to be a model for the world. Thanks for being here, Major Gary.
You're welcome, Dr. Vliet. I really appreciate it. As you were doing that intro, it just really kind of hit me hard. The fact that you were inspired a couple Fridays ago to change the Faith Over Fear program to be about the biblical significance of the tariffs and setting order, financial order, into America's house. I think it just kind of really hit me strongly a year ago. Just about a year ago, we were talking about this total solar eclipse and what it meant for this country. And of course, it's come and gone, but it was a significant sign for us a year ago that something new was about to happen. And we're living it out now. And just, with people that are so in tune to what God is doing and so eager to see what God is going to do in our lives, you were inspired. And when you gave me that call, it was something I've wanted to say for a while. And it's we finally have this opportunity to speak about this unfairness that we've lived out so many decades now in this country. And I just want to relate this two verses that I brought up in the Faith Over Fear program this past week. But for this audience, I want to read Mark 11, verse 15 through 18. And to kind of set the stage, it is Holy Week in this scene, okay? In Mark 11, this is the Palm Sunday triumphant entry for Jesus and his disciples, okay? And verse 15 says this, and they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and the chief priests heard it and sought out how they might destroy him, for they feared him because of all the people was astonished at his doctrine. And we are kind of seeing this play out right now. Can you imagine the uncertainty of the experts of that day, which we are going to call the Pharisees, when Christ went in the temple and he overturned their monetary system and using the temple as a way to funnel or money launder or funnel money, just like these NGOs that we're seeing being unwound and all the money coming out of them and going places it shouldn't be going. This is what Christ did in the temple of that time. And the uncertainty of their whole monetary system or their world order at that moment for the Pharisees was being overturned. Likewise, we are seeing that right now in our country because something new has happened, something that has been prayed about by many of us, Dr. Vliet, for a long time, and it's finally transpiring. I bet it didn't look very nice when Christ overturned the tables and chased them out with whips. I bet that didn't look good at all. Somehow Christ did that and it was not a sin. So I imagine as an innocent bystander on all that, you didn't really quite know how to react because you've never seen anything like that. Likewise, we have never seen somebody so courageous and bold stand up to planet Earth, essentially all nations on planet Earth, and demand fairness in the economic system like President Trump has done. And I look at President Trump as merely an instrument of what we have prayed for, Dr. Vliet.
I so agree. And in fact, people who have met him and spent time with him since July 13th, 2024, when God spared his life by a millimeter, 2 or 3 millimeters from a bullet exploding his head on live TV. People who knew him before and following that have described him as a different man. And I see evidence of that in everything about him compared to when he first ran for president in 2015. And I have been very much behind his candidacy since 2015. In part because of what I said at the beginning of the show, I live 80 miles from the border in Arizona. I have watched this state and this nation be invaded by illegal aliens crossing our border, not being vetted, not being screened for disease. And I've been watching that for most of the 30 years I've been here. And in July 2015, the things that candidate Trump was saying about the border fit with what I had been doing in working with border experts and Border Patrol, discussing the issues related to illegal aliens and diseases and terrorists coming across the border and Middle Eastern patterns of beheading violence on the Arizona border long before Biden took office. So I have, and I'm not embarrassed to say it, I have been a supporter of President Trump from the get-go because I knew these issues had to be addressed. I spent years speaking out about the diseases coming across the border and innocent Americans dying from the drugs and diseases. So I think God did spare. I agree with what President Trump said right after the assassination attempt. I'm convinced God spared his life because he was one of the few people in our history to have the big perspective, the big picture, and the boldness and the courage and the business experience to be able to pull all these pieces together. I mean, this has been a strategic plan like nothing I've seen in my entire life. And I think that's what you and I and many others were praying for, and what you were alluding to in your discussion about the significance for us today about the solar eclipse that happened last year.
Yeah, truly, Dr. Lee. And there's just one other thing I'd like to add to this from a biblical perspective. You know, as we, you know, we ultimately boil it down to everything is spiritual, right? But it plays out in the physical world. It manifests itself there for us because we are physical beings at this moment. And you know, I read that that verse, those verses from Mark 11, which you can find in Matthew and Luke, the counterparts to that same story. But here in Matthew 23, Christ, so again, this is right around the same time, the Holy Week time, okay, in the Bible. And you know, Christ goes into chapter 23 of Matthew and he starts saying, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees." And this one warning here is very important to our time right now. He says, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisees, first cleanse the inside of the cup and the dish." Okay, that is Matthew 23, verse 25 and 26. So this is, we have this house cleaning going on, especially in the economic realm, which has been so misused by our experts or our elites, the global elites that I like to reference from most of the time. And
I like to call them now the global grifters because they've been raping and pillaging and plundering American wealth, American blood and treasure, as I look back on it, for my lifetime.
truly. I mean, truly, that's, and I mean, so it took us decades to get here. And, you know, there's some that have this expectation it's going to happen like instantly, right? Well, that's unreasonable, right? It is actually, if we could step outside of this and step back and see it, this has been a huge week. I mean, the Dow, when we opened Monday, was at 36,000 something points, and then it finally bounced back up to 40,200 something. That's how it ended the week, you know. So it went down tremendously at the beginning of the week and then came most of the way back. But in that time, there was such a range of emotions from all these different groups of people. Of course, the experts in the global grifters, as you're referencing, Doc Fleet, we're trying to make it all bad. Oh my goodness, the banks are going to close, the market's going to crash, there's going to be Great Depression too, right? Those things were going on at the beginning of the week. But
Well,
now we
they wanted it to be that because they wanted to damage President Trump. But you know what I had to laugh about was his tweet on Wednesday, I think it was Wednesday morning, where he said, "Now is the time to buy." And then several hours later, he announced the pause on the tariffs for the countries that cooperated and were not trying to retaliate, and leaving them in place, and worse for those that were punitive and retaliatory. And then the Democrats in Congress complained about that and said he was guilty of insider trading. Well, insider trading is secret activity that the Democrats have been engaging in. And all of a sudden, now they're calling attention to it when President Trump tweeted out to the world, now is the time to buy. So they're even opening themselves up to investigations on the very thing they've done, but they're accusing President Trump of doing. I mean, everywhere we turn, I just find myself being amazed at how he is 50 steps ahead of everybody else in what he's doing and the effects of it and what's coming next.
Yeah, no, truly, Dr. Lee. It's really simple though. Even despite the range of emotions by all these different groups of people, I've found that President Trump actually explains himself very well. He actually tells you what he's gonna do. He tells
Yes.
you how he thinks. For somebody in the military, one thing we used to do to mentor subordinates is read books, right? Well, if you have a new leader and they actually have a book out, like President Trump has many, right? Art of the Deal is definitely his best book. You can go into that book and read who he is and how he's going to act and perform. And he's consistent, even in his latest, I believe it's his latest book, Crippled America, the one he produced as he was starting his first campaign run. It's the same. A lot of this book is very similar, if not the same, as Art of the Deal, and nothing's changed about how he's going to operate or act. So what we, if people merely read who our leader is of this country, they would understand what he was going to do and how he was going to perform in this situation. It's just extremely funny that this played out in a very Trumpian way.
Yes.
If you read and follow him, it's consistent with what he's been saying for so long. So it wasn't like a big mystery, but to the global grifters who want to take down this country, you can get caught up in all the outside noise that's coming at you from all angles. That's where you have to really kind of focus in to what's important. And it's important when our leader that we picked and prayed for, right? That's the big deal thing here. A lot of Christians got down on their knees and humbled themselves and asked for a leader that would deal with these difficult things. And this is the most difficult stuff we've seen on this side of the cross, I would say. I can't attest for before the cross, back to the flood period. But I would have to say, after Christ was crucified, this is going to be one of the toughest times in planet Earth's history right now. And we prayed for a leader that had the skill set to actually handle and deal with it, right? That doesn't mean, so we got it. God gave us what we wanted, is the way I see it. Not everybody has to see it that way. But guess what? It's not going to be comfortable dealing with this house cleaning this nation has to do, and especially dealing with other nations that have been abusing us over the years. So I just find it's incredibly interesting that the week started one way, and we're getting into Holy Week now, right? So
Yes.
last week started one way, but it ended a total opposite. And I just think God's going to be laughing at us a little bit for all our human emotions.
I just had that same thought.
Yeah.
I just visualized God laughing at the fact that you prayed for help and I'm giving it to you. I didn't say I was going to make it predictable. Just like Jesus wasn't predictable either.
Totally. Exactly. That's my point.
Yep, I love it. And there are so many good things happening. I find myself being entertained by watching what President Trump and his team are doing, what is both said and what is unsaid, and what unfolds in the distraction that is created for the mainstream media, who always seem to be baited and take the bait. mean, they don't seem to learn. So it's really fascinating to watch all of this. Well, why don't we take a break right here and come back and talk more about the biblical basis of the tariffs? And just in going back to one thing you did say about the Pharisees who cleaned the outside of the plate and did not attend to the inner, I would say that today's Democrats are yesterday's Pharisees in the sense that they preach to us what we should be doing, what we should be doing to be fair and equitable, but yet they themselves do not follow the rules. Just like the Pharisees put on a show of prayer, but did not have the sincerity of heart that God requires. The Democrats put on a show of fairness and equity, but those are the rules for the little people, not for them. And all of their fraud and graft and the grifting and the misuse of taxpayer money is coming to light now, and they're screaming about it because their source of funding is being ripped away, just as Jesus turned over the money changers' tables in the temple. And that's exactly what we've needed for decades. So, with that, let's take a break and we'll be right back with more on the Whistleblower Report.
We live in a world full of disinformation, lies, and deceit, often from those institutions and individuals that we used to rely on and trust. In the chaos that surrounds us on a daily basis, it's difficult to find a place for truthful information and helpful guidance. Where can we turn for honest answers, critical solutions, and information that empowers us to be the person that God intended? The Truth for Health Foundation. The Truth for Health Foundation works every day to fight for your basic human rights. We have a track record of providing life-saving emergency actions that can improve your health and empower you with the tools to be safe, happy, and free to live your life. With over 100,000 supporters around the world, we are a critical voice of truth in today's world. We invite you to join our community of financial supporters so that we can continue to be your trusted partner for health, for life, for resilience. Join us today by giving now.
This message is from the Truth for Health Foundation. Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Sigloff, a family medicine physician and a major in the U.S. Army. The following are only my opinions. Service members are being coerced to participate in medical experimentation, with over 7,500 service members being discharged for refusing to participate, many of them losing their retirement and medical benefits. There are allegations that the DoD is committing medical fraud, violating the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and violating constitutional rights of service members. Strong men and women stand ready to defend so that you can sleep peacefully through the night. Now we must stand watch over the military so they can sleep peacefully through the night. Please get involved to help protect the military. This message brought to you by the Truth for Health Foundation. For more information, please visit truthforhealth.org. That's truthforhealth.org. That's truthforhealth.org.
Welcome back to the second half of the Whistleblower Report with Dr. Lee for America and Major Mike Gary. And we're talking about the biblical basis of the Trump tariffs and what is happening to carry out some of the biblical principles related to just governance and fairness in how we treat others. Major Gary, you had some good thoughts about all of that in what we're called to do scripturally, to take care of our families, for example, which applies to leaders taking care of their country and the people in their country.
Yeah, absolutely, Dr. Lee. So restoring fairness and trade, and I've got 3 points here that I'd like to share, and they are more of a biblical perspective for our country. It's unfair trade practices from China, intellectual property theft, currency manipulation, and product dumping. So biblical principle of just weights and measures, which can be found in Proverbs 11:1, we must demand honest trade. And then tariffs, correct distortions caused by foreign subsidies and predatory pricing. And one thing on this to kind of expand on those 3 points is, you know, the Pharisees of the day are claiming that tariffs are going to destroy things and bring the stock market down and collapse the banks, right? That was the beginning of this past week. Well, if that's true, then why are tariffs working so well for all the other nations? Now, there's a lot of good people out there producing commentary on this very topic that I just brought up. And one of the best ones that I found recently was Victor Davis Hanson, who kind of lays it out very well. He explains, he just simply questions, well, then why is China doing so well if they have so many tariffs on our products, right? Why is India, why is Germany and the EU countries and all these other countries? You know, and that was the brilliance of President Trump on Liberation Day, actually bringing out that big board showing his reciprocal tariffs, right? Which weren't, they were only half of it. So at that point, right? And in that, he played out a big, he gave a big realization or a big unveiling to the American people. He just essentially put some tariffs, not reciprocal quite then, on these other countries, and the other countries, for the most part, there's still a majority of them, had more tariffs on our products. Well, I don't know how many Americans' attention was grabbed by that. They're like, what? He's claiming he's put these reciprocal tariffs, but all the other countries are still have higher tariffs on our products. I heard a lot of Americans, locals around where I live, actually surprised, astounded, and angry at what they saw on that board. It was such a great representation to say so much in one thing.
Most of our leaders treat the American people as stupid, and they don't explain things. They don't show us information like President Trump did in that speech on Liberation Day. And we were being liberated. We were being liberated from being slaves to all of these other countries, literally. China's economic miracle has occurred as a result of they opened their markets to export to the West. They offered dirt cheap labor. They ignored safety standards. As you pointed out, they stole intellectual property from Western companies that they did allow in to do business, manipulated their currency, and dumped cheap products that did not meet our normal standards. And they let the big Western corporate global grifters make all the profits. And the American people suffered. We suffered with poor quality goods, unsafe goods, including unsafe medicines, dog food, pet food, baby food. And, you know, remember the insulation that was contaminated that came from China? Solar panels that come from China that don't work very well? Chinese steel that doesn't wear well? And last, like American steel, all the way around, Beijing got rich by taking advantage of us, which goes against every biblical principle of fairness in both governance and trade. And the American people didn't know it. Most people don't pay attention. to what tariffs are put on our products unless you are a farmer or an exporter, or you manufacture something here that you're trying to sell overseas. Most people don't know what the other tariffs are until President Trump showed those charts. It was staggering. And when he called it reciprocal, but they were still no more than half of what the other countries were charging us, that was really quite shocking to see.
Yeah, definitely. Dr. Vliet, this article that you sent me by Rob Martin, dated back on the 7th of April. I love how he opens this because it's so perfect. It's so true. He says, last week, Donald Trump didn't just impose tariffs. He imposed reality. It's a big yes. reality check on the world. And then he goes on to say this, and the world is reacting exactly as he said it would, by lining up to offer trade concessions and slash their own tariffs. So
what the American people don't realize is that these other countries need America way more than we need them. And most people don't realize just how powerful our economic strength can be when it's properly regulated by the fairness in interactions with other countries. China's economy needs us. We are the biggest consumer of Chinese goods. Japan is their next largest trading partner, and they don't come anywhere close to what is exported from China to the U.S. And we have far more leverage. In fact, experts that I've listened to, Gordon Chang is one who's a China expert who's quite good. And of course, Victor Davis Hanson, I think, is superb. And they have articulated quite well just how strong our position is under President Trump, because he's not going to kowtow. He's going to look out for the American people. And other countries are going to benefit. I mean, look at the fact that India and Vietnam and South Korea lined up quickly to make trade concessions because they see an opportunity for their country to benefit by the fact that Chinese goods are going to have such high tariffs. So their countries can do better. And many of the countries that are China's neighbors have been under China's thumb, particularly Vietnam. And South Korea is really pressured by the Chinese. So it's about time that other countries get a chance to profit in a fair trade agreement. And
yeah,
you
totally.
You had some other points about how tariffs level the playing field and how it helps American workers. Maybe you might want to address some of that.
Yeah. I think I can through this brilliant article that the Gateway Pundit put out. It was written by Antonio Gracifo, and it's called Trump's Tariff Pause Isn't a Mystery. It's a successful completion of his strategy, which, as we know, and we have said right along, he's been talking about for four decades, right? And I'm just going to read a couple paragraphs of this. And this is for largely for the naysayers out there, which surprisingly, a lot of them seem to be on the right side of the paradigm, which is kind of mind-blowing, but it kind of speaks to that. So Trump walking back the tariffs is no mystery. The original order clearly stated, so his executive order, that countries could earn a reprieve if they agreed to better terms for America. So President Trump's sudden decision to pause the tariffs, first imposed between April 2nd and the 9th of 2025, in the amount of 10% or more, has drawn sharp criticism from the same media outlets that initially imposed the tariffs themselves. Now that President has suspended more of them for 90 days, commentators are calling the move everything from mysterious to weak to nefarious. So all these emotions, right? Some have even floated bizarre accusations of insider trading, despite the obvious fact that both the tariff announcement and the corresponding stock dip were public knowledge. Putting aside these implausible claims, the mainstream press has settled on three main theories for why Trump paused the tariffs, and they are as follows. First, they point to market turmoil. The S&P 500 dropped in the days after the tariffs were announced. They then jumped 9.5% after the pause, leading some to suggest Trump was panicked by the market's reaction. Second, they cite the bond market yields on the 10-year Treasury spiked to 4.45%, raising fears of inflation and recession, which they say pressured the administration into backtracking. And then third, they point to international and corporate pressure. Over 75 countries expressed interest in negotiating trade terms with the United States, while business leaders, including JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon, warned that unchecked tariffs could trigger a global economic slowdown. But of these three explanations, only the last one holds water and is explicitly spelled out in the April 2nd executive order. The tariffs were never meant to be permanent. On the contrary, the order clearly stated that any country that chose to lower its own trade barriers could negotiate for an exemption or reduction. And again, this is the brilliance of Trump bringing back jobs to the American people and giving the Americans a purpose. I thought it was so awesome, the picture of Trump in front of the steel workers or the coal workers. I can't remember which one it was for sure. I believe it was steel because...
No, it was the coal workers.
Was it the coal?
When he opened the coal mining production that Obama and Biden had shut down.
Oh,
that,
I mean,
that was powerful.
Was that this past week?
Yes.
Okay. Well, again, it's people doing real stuff, making the real economy go, right? Because nothing works without energy. And there he had the American coal workers behind him, right? The guys that actually get it done for the country and produce the energy that makes all other industry go. And now these people have something to look forward to. Another interesting thing about the coal industry and specifically the steel industry, which Trump holds dear to his heart, is a lot of times these are generational families that make these industries go because they are in certain geographical areas in America. And, you know, generation after generation, they make these things happen, whether it's coal or steel. So it's a very prideful thing for these people in these areas, whether it's West Virginia or West Pennsylvania, Ohio, and the, you know, the Ohio River Valley, for these types of jobs. And now for the first time in a long time, these people, these families have something to look forward to. I sum it up to being very similar to military families like mine is, being generational. We have a pride in it and we want the thing to succeed and do well and do exceptional, right? Well, the exceptional piece is coming back for some of these industries, these families, and these states that participate in making this country great. And so it's a very exciting time for all these people, states, and other groups. So I don't know. I just think that's awesome.
Well, I think so too. And it has a profound spiritual implication as well. People who have no sense of purpose in life have a soul void, a spiritual void, that hollows out their lives and makes them more likely to turn to substance abuse, suicide, domestic violence. And we saw that during COVID with all of the layoffs, people who had lost businesses, people who lost their careers and their livelihoods in the military and in the civilian world. And that was happening across the Rust Belt of America with all of these middle class manufacturing jobs that were well paying jobs. And as you said, people had a sense of pride in their work, a sense of purpose. And then suddenly, all of that was hollowed out with the globalist head of these multinational corporations outsourcing the manufacturing to countries with cheaper labor and that were closed to our goods, like China. So I think the whole aspect of people having a purpose in life with meaningful work is a big part of what is driving President Trump to want to protect the American worker, bring back that sense of pride, that sense of purpose that gives us meaning in our lives. And that goes to the moral duty that you've talked about, how the trade policy has to reflect moral leadership and prioritize the needs of our people and protect the economic and professional dignity of people. So these tariffs become a tool of economic justice.
Absolutely, Dr. Lee. They totally become economic justice. Fair weights and balances, which the Bible calls for. I just want to point out one other little fact here. Often ex post from End Wokeness is the handle. In 1990, the top we were the top exporter to 175 countries.
Wow.
Moving forward to current time, we're only the top exporter to 35 countries. Compare and contrast that to 1990, China was only the top exporter to 8 countries. And now, in current time, China is the top exporter to 125 countries.
Wow. So completely flipped. That shows the change in the economic condition of the American people that I've observed since 1990. It's really quite striking. And I want to bring up one other point before we wrap up today's discussion. People overlook the fact that these tariffs are also aimed at securing our strategic priorities and improving our national security. We were in dire straits when COVID first hit, because China had an embargo on personal protective equipment, and the majority of our imports of personal protective gear was manufactured in China. Medications, critical medications, IV fluids, corticosteroids, antibiotics, antihypertensives. China dominates 90% of the generic medicines. And that's a national security threat. And I've talked about that medically for years. And it's become alarmingly worse in the last 25 years, made worse since the Clinton and Obama and Biden administrations. In addition, we not only have the critical supply chains like PPE and medicines, but computer chips and many of the rare earth minerals that are needed for computers and avionics and electronics of all kinds. Our reliance on China is a threat to our survival and our national security. So I think Americans need to understand that some short-term adjustment, and okay, so if a product you want has a higher tariff and it's going to cost a little more, well, then don't buy it. Buy something else. Buy something made in America. But getting to the point where we are once again building and manufacturing and making things in this country, in America, is going to not only lead to better quality goods, but more safety and security and self-reliance. And fair trade, you made an outstanding point. What does that mean for families? Would you elaborate on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is the American middle class coming back to life. I'm not even really sure that we've had a middle class for the last decade or so, but this is great for the working man or woman in the family to come back together, as well as having jobs so we can have prosperity monetarily. Hopefully this is a spiritual awakening for the American family to come back together as a family unit, as you know so well, because of pressures in this country over so many decades. American families have been split, and that has been one of the biggest successes of the enemy, which we call Satan. But now with optimism, a courageous, bold leader out there actually showing how it's done, how to win, how to do tough things and get through it, I look forward to the American families coming back together and doing the same thing on the micro scale in America, which from the top to the bottom would be an outstanding success. And if we could step out of our own misery and look at the whole thing, like this whole collage or puzzle coming together, we would see this is happening extremely fast.
Well, I would say it's happening faster than anything I've seen in my lifetime. It's definitely not the glacial pace of government under past administrations. And I think the new investments coming into this country are absolutely incredible. I mean, we're looking at billions of dollars that I had no idea could even be possible, and certainly not this fast. And for people to be overly alarmed about what China's doing, I just think the reality is China picked a battle they cannot win. They need us more than we need them. And other countries are stepping up in ways that will make China's position even weaker. So in many ways, the spiritual realm is guiding all that's happening. I see God's hand in it, restoring American greatness, restoring fairness, justice, biblical principles, military strength, economic strength, medical strength, truth, and transparency. You can look at all of the values that we hold dear, and we are seeing them coming into play in ways that help to give me a feeling of peace and encouragement after 5 years of the devastating time we lived under COVID. So I'm encouraged. I encourage everyone listening, be calm, put on the armor of God, stand up for our president, pray for protection of the leaders making these difficult decisions, and wait on the Lord. His hand is working in our lives. We need to do our part. So, Major Gary, thank you for all you do to bring these critical principles into our programs and to show the way in the way that you live your life and stand for your faith and for these critical principles. Grateful to have you on our team. And I encourage all of you listening, sign up for our email newsletters and alerts. Check out our nutraceutical store with top quality natural medicines to help you put your health choices back in your hands, out of the control of big medicine, big pharma, and all of the lies and deception. So tune in again for another Whistleblower Report. Check out our archives. Check out our Faith Over Fear seminars. Sign up for our email newsletters. Stand strong, America. And we will be back again with another Whistleblower Report. Go to truthforhealth.org for all of our resources and join our crusade. We are silent no more.